You know, when you have a decision to make, the standard advice is to think everything through and weigh the pros and cons and reason your way to the right choice. But today we have a story about the limits of our rational minds to help us make decisions. It comes to us from our friends at Radiolab.
Hey, Steve.
That's Chad Abermont of WNYC.
And this is me, Robert Krulwich.
Oh, sorry, Robert. Didn't mean to leave you out. Robert Krulwich as well.
Hi.
Okay, now before we get started, remind us what Radiolab is.
Radiolab is a show where we explore big ideas that make us rethink ourselves.
And also the world all around us. So.
Right, and today we're thinking about, as you said, how we make decisions. So, Steve, let me just get things started by asking you, how many numbers do you think you can remember at once?
I have no idea. Test me.
Well, all right. Ready?
Sure.
4, 6, 1, 7, 8, 2, 3, 33.
This is always a trick question with him.
0. Yeah.
4, 6, 7, 1, 8, 2, 3, 33, 9, 1. And after that, I don't know what it is.
That's good, actually. Because, you know, I can do 4, 7.
Well, Robert is a special case. But it turns out there's a classic study in psychology that asked this very question. It happened in 1956. There was a psychologist named George Miller who asked people to memorize a bunch of different stuff, numbers, letters, musical notes. And what he found is that the average human being can hold about 7 items in their short-term memory. 7.
Like a phone number.
Exactly. Now, the interesting thing is what happens to our decision-making powers when you try and get more than 7 in your head.
What?
Do you want me to shut the door?
Yes,
door. Well, let me introduce you to someone.
I'm Baba Sher. I'm a professor here at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. In marketing, a lot of my research has to do with the brain.
And tricking people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, Robert, I want to tell you about one particular experiment that he did.
Okay. So the experiment was pretty straightforward.
It goes like this. He got a bunch of subjects together. He said, okay, I'm going to give you all a number.
A number.
On a little card, you're going to read the number, and I want you to commit that number to memory.
Take as much time as you want to memorize the number.
And then he says,
you're now going to walk to the next room and recall the number. And that's what subjects think. Test subjects think that they're going to be doing in that study.
So they know they're going to be in one place, getting a number, going to another place, reciting that number.
That's right.
That's all they know.
That's all they know.
What they don't know is that not everybody is getting the same kind of number.
So some people get a 7-digit number. Some people get a 2-digit number.
That I can do, by the way. I think I can do 2 digits.
No, I doubt it. All the subjects have to do is they've got to memorize a number, walk out of room 1, down the hall to room 2, then recite their number. Now, just imagine, you and me, person with a 2-digit number in their head was walking out of room 1.
1, 2 is my number. I can definitely remember this.
Down the hall. Same time, someone with 7 digits in their head.
1, 2, 2, 8, 9, 3, 6.
Walks down the hall. Now, here is where the trickery comes in. As they're walking down the hall, mid-memorizing, all of a sudden...
Excuse me.
They pass a lady in the hallway, and she's holding something.
Sorry to interrupt you, but would you like a snack?
Sure.
She says, here, have a snack, just as our way of saying thanks for participating in the study. You can have one of 2 snacks you choose.
You can choose between either A, a big fat slice of chocolate cake, or B, a nice bowl of fruit salad.
Meanwhile, they've both got these numbers still in their head. Now, here's the weird thing. When they finally make their choice...
What would you like? Some yummy cake? Or some healthy fruit?
This is crazy. The people with 2 digits in their head...
You know, I love cake, but I think I'll take the fruit.
Almost always choose the fruit.
It's healthy.
Whereas the people with 7 digits in their head almost always choose the cake.
You know, the cake... I want the cake.
And we're talking by huge margins here.
It was significant. I mean, this was like in some cases a 20, 25, 30 point difference.
So what the...
Meaning if you have 7 digits in your head, you are twice as likely to choose cake than fruit. Twice.
So let's get on with this. So the people with the 7 digits get the cake. I get that part. I don't know why.
That doesn't interest you as to why they would choose...
Well, a little, yeah. Why?
Okay, good. Now that I've got your interest, I'll tell you the theory.
Okay.
Okay, and this is where it gets interesting. It seems that the brain is anatomically organized into different systems.
Dual systems is what they're called.
That's Jonah Lehrer, science writer, who we often call when talking about brainy stuff. According to Jonah, you have a rational deliberative system, which is sort of more to the front of the brain. And then deeper in the brain, you have an emotional unconscious system. And according to Jonah, these two systems are often at war.
I mean, there's constant competition between the rational brain and the emotional brain. They're always competing for attention and to guide and direct your behavior.
Especially when you have a tough choice like Baba Shiv's cake versus fruit. There, the competition is fierce.
The emotional automatic system is pushing them towards the cake.
The emotional brain loves sweet, gooey chocolate cake. That's really what you want.
On the other hand,
the deliberative system, on the other hand, comes and says, wait a second.
Are you thinking about this choice carefully?
This probably is not good for you because...
calories, sugar, high fat content.
Think about your waistline.
It's going to make you chubby.
Think about your cholesterol.
It is not good for your health. It is not good for your self-esteem.
And that acts as a check.
But if you give that rational, deliberative system 7 numbers, just 7, to memorize.
1-2-2-8-9-3-6. 1-2, no, shh. 1-2-2-8-5. 1-2-2. Shh. 1-2-8. Cholesterol.
Suddenly,
two,
the rational brain has way too much to keep track of.
You know you want to.
Shh. It's one, getting tired. It can't put up as much of a fight.
Oh.
Which means greater likelihood that the emotions will drive their choices.
The astounding thing here, says Jonah, is not simply that, you know, sometimes emotion wins over reason. It's how easily it wins. 7 numbers is all it takes to screw up reason.
Just think about how astonishingly limited that is.
Yeah, I mean, compared to emotion, team reason is, well...
pretty feeble. And when we always rely on it, all the advice you get in decision-making is stop and think, slow down, take your time. And yet when you actually look at the brain, that can lead you to rely on a feeble piece of machinery.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just set aside this cake and thank Robert and Jed for stopping in. Thank you, gentlemen.
Sure thing.
We kind of knew you'd do the cake.
That's Jed Edmondrod and Robert Krulwich from the show Radio Lab, a production of WNYC in New York. You can explore Radio Lab at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.